Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Well, I've already had a great time in Him. How about you? I've been having that ever since I woke up this morning, to be very honest with you. And I was thanking Him for the snow. I was thanking Him for the beauty of everything. And we want to say thank you for showing up today, and we want to thank you for tuning in today. We understand that sometimes the road seems a little bit more treacherous to others than it does to some, and that is perfectly fine. And we just want to welcome everyone. I want to talk to you today. Was y'all going to do another one? But I could listen to y'all all day. Terry sort of introduced this thing unbeknown to him, but I want to talk to you today about the attack that is on truth, the opposition against truth. Truth is so important to the Christians. It's so important to everybody, really. And when we lose the truth, we've lost every foundational piece that we know as Christians. It's not that this attack has just started. It started a long time ago in the garden. Matter of fact, it started in heaven when Lucifer decided he was supposed to be the one who is going to be highly exalted and worshiped, you know, which is against the very truth of God, of who He is. And then in the garden, it was an attack against truth, against what God has spoken to Adam and Eve. And there was an attack against truth then. And all through history, there's been this ambush, this resentment toward truth. I want to read to you out of the first passage. I want to read to you. You can go there. It's if you like. It's out of Isaiah 59. Turning away from God, verse 13. Turning away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt. Speaking oppression. There's a lot of people that are speaking oppression and the revolt. Conceiving in and uttering from the heart lying words. From the heart lying words. So there's words that's coming out of the heart, that's been conceived in the heart, and it's coming out of the heart, and it's nothing but lying words. And when this begins to happen, justice is turned back. Justice is turned back, and righteousness stands far away. When you begin to see this oppression against truth and the uprising of the lies, you begin to see what Isaiah is saying. There's a condition that happens with that. Or if we want to go after a game show, it's either truth or consequences. How many of you remember that truth or consequences show? Only me. Well, it's about four. Okay, they're showing up. I said, you know, I'm the oldest one in here. truth or consequences. But he begins to say, justice is turned back. When the lying words begin to be shouted and being conceived in our hearts, and oppression is being known to the people, the speaking of oppression, he said, here's what happens. Justice will be turned back. In other words, justice will not be fulfilled in that arena. Justice won't be fulfilled. Now, God is a just God, and He is the one that brings justice, right? But I'm talking about at that moment that there's no justice, it's turned back. And not only that, but righteousness stands way off. You know, and then he says this. Why is this happening? For truth has stumbled in the street. Truth has stumbled in the street. Why is truth stumbling here? Because of all of these things that's rising up. And he says, uprightness cannot enter. The very right thing to do is not even allowed to have entrance. I want you to think about that today. I want you to think about the things about how truth in some cases is not allowed to enter. And in the process of that, they don't want to hear it. You know, there's certain groups, there's certain culture in itself is not in a truth-gathering culture. Culture in itself is wanting to cancel everyone that is speaking other than what they're saying. And what they're saying a lot of times is not truth. But when truth shows up, they want to cancel out this organization, the churches. They don't want churches. Churches, you know, there's going to be a stronger attack on churches that is going to be forthcoming. We need to be ready. We need to be prepared to be able to say that truth. Because as Pastor Terry was saying, you know, this thing about people saying, well, is it this? Is it that? Tell them the truth. Be honest with them. Be open with them. Tell them the truth. You run the risk of being hated. But Jesus has already prepared us for that. He said, they have hated me. And if you're going to follow me, they're going to what? They're going to hate you. They rejected me. And if you follow me, they're going to do what? They're going to reject you. But see, their opposition is not just against truth. It's against a person who is truth. Jesus said what? I am the way, the truth. He said he is the truth and the life. So when they reject and oppress truth, they're rejecting Christ. They're rejecting the person of Jesus because they don't want to hear it. You know, I found that we live in a society that when the tough things show up for you to decide upon, a lot of people, even Christian people, will find it easier to believe the lie than it is to deal with the conscience in their heart. It's tougher to deal with that conscience. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's easier a lot of times to believe the error instead of making the changes in our conscience and in our living. And that's exactly where Jesus said that's where it must start. It's not an outside thing. It's an inside thing. That's the reason he said there's a conceiving in their heart the lies that they're telling. And so there's been lies the whole time all through, you know, all through the world and all through time and everything. But he says this. He said uprightness cannot enter. And not only that, yes, truth is lacking. Truth is lacking. When truth is lacking, just as Pastor Terry said, you cannot find freedom. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It is the truth. It was the truth about Jesus that brought you to salvation. It was the truth about your sinfulness and the beauty of his blood and his death and his resurrection. It was the truth about that that brought you to a place of being born again in Christ Jesus. It was the truth that did that. It was allowed to enter into your heart because the lies were there before. And he says this, and he who turns aside from evil, watch this. This evil is all over the place, Isaiah is saying. Lies is coming forth. They're being conceived. There's opposition. There's revolt. They're uttering of lying words from the heart. The justice is turned back. Righteousness stands way off. And truth has stumbled in the street. Uprightness cannot enter. Truth is lacking. Listen to this. He said, and he who turns aside from evil. He described an evil that was going on in the society, and it's going on today. He describes an evil with all the oppression, all the lies, and all the justice is gone, and righteousness stands far off. Truth is stumbling in the street. And he says this, now he who turns aside from evil makes himself a prey. He who turns aside from all the lies, all the deception, all of this that's going on, all of this that's having its heyday, he said, he who turns aside from that puts a target on his back, makes himself a prey. In other words, you're the one that they're coming after. You're the truth speaker. You're the one that they're coming after. You hear that? You're the one that they're coming after. You know, there's a quote out there that said, no man is hated, no man is more hated than he who speaks the truth. No man is more hated than he who speaks the truth. So when you and I show up, we are the salt and we are the light. So what are we? Yeah, we're salt and light, but what is the light that we bring? The truth. It's Him. What is the salt that we have that's going to season a society that's going to cause it to awaken to the very truth of reality in God and the reality on this earth? What's going to awaken us? It's going to be because we are carriers of the truth. Amen? We're carriers of the truth. It is our job. We've been placed here to be able to bring truth. We've got missionaries in our midst today, and I think you guys are leaving when? When are you going back? In the summer. Yay! What is that? You leave Carolina in March. Okay. Don't leave. I know you need to. You're missionaries. It's your heart. You're carriers. There's carriers of truth, and they're carriers of truth to Asia. Yeah, Asia. And it's like, why? Because they need to hear it. It's the same thing about the glass. There's people over there wondering about that same glass. There's people over there that's wondering about, wait a minute, look at what the world's doing. And they look back at the United States and what is going on in that country. So they need to hear the truth. They need to hear the truth about who they are, who He is, and their future. And God has a plan for their future and all that. But he says that he who turns aside, you turn aside from all this stuff that's going on with the lies. He who turns aside makes himself a prey. Now the Lord saw it, and it was displeasing in His sight that there was no justice. What displeases God? When there's no justice. When you see unjust things begin to happen and nobody is standing up and declaring the truth. That's what displeases Him. You know, we have to have the truth. We need the truth so desperately. But there is an attack. There's an attack on anybody who is carrying the truth, who's speaking the truth, who's saying the truth, and who is going to live the truth. Yeah? Get used to it. But, you know, when I say get used to it, get used to the opposition. But get more used to the victory. You know there's opposition, but get used to the victory. Get used to the thing that what you carry is freedom for other people. What you carry is freedom not just for your community, but for your nation. What you carry is freedom for your nation. You know, this country's under attack. You know, it doesn't want to see truth arise. You know, there's so many, the opposition of the culture itself called the cancel culture, all you have to do is just disagree with them. It's not the fact that you oppose, just disagree. Just disagree with what they're saying, and oh, we got to cancel him, we got to cancel them. We're not going to listen to you. As a matter of fact, it's gone so far that even if you are connected to a certain political party, just being connected to a certain political party, it's wrong. Amen. That is wrong. That is truly wrong. I'm not going to be political on you, but I'm telling you this, the church better get involved in politics. But politics should not rule the Christian. It is the kingdom principles that rules the subjects that is inside the kingdom, and we are to bring that kingdom to the kingdom of politics. But if we're going to stay away from politics, they'll never have the influence of the kingdom in the politics. But when you enter into the political arena with your voice, guess what you're going to run into? You're going to run into people that oppose. I've never seen it before. I've never seen anything like it in my life and my lifetime. I really haven't. I'm 70 years old, and I've never seen anything like it. I've seen bad times. I've seen rough times. I've seen stressful times. But when we have ministers that are taking a stand for truth, taking a stand for truth, and then people know that he is connected to a certain party, political party, then he catches the onslaught of those who are going to rise up against him just because of a political... Forget that he's a minister. They just forget that he's a minister of God. They send him... I'm talking to Christians. Christians sending him emails, thousands of emails, criticizing, saying the most awful things, vulgar, awful things, threats, death threats. Why? Why would that happen? Yeah, they're influenced by what is called a political spirit that's not of God. I'm not saying this party, that party. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying there's a political spirit that causes people not to follow the kingdom, and actually they fall prey to the attack of truth, and then they become the weapons of the enemy by being an accuser of the brethren. And they get used of Satan, and they put this man down. He's lost. He's lost thousands of followers just because of Christians commenting. That's wrong. That is evil. That is unchristian. There. Do y'all hear me? Yes. Choose your party. I'm okay with whoever you go with. We have the freedom in this country to do so. But when Christian starts turning mean, it's terrible. Why? All you got to do is just be mean a while on Facebook. Just be mean a little bit with your words and da 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 da. And then see how many of the people that read it is ever going to call you for prayer. They're not. You've already exposed. You've already shown. It's not about showing which political party it is. It's about showing how much of a Christian you really are or not. How much of the kingdom are you really going to follow? How much of Jesus do you really walk in? Not have. You don't have a little Jesus. You've got all of him. Are y'all with me? So we have to understand that truth is so vital and so important. Listen, even to the place that I know of this person that was connected to this other person. This is not a hearsay. I know this person. This person, they knew and they helped when they were younger. And in the process of this other person growing up, they didn't have contact with each other. But this other person's father passed away. Well, the person that helped this person in their life to regain life, their father passed away, but this person that helped them said, "Oh my, I really need to give him a call. I really need to reach out and give him my condolences. And also, I'd like to go to his father's funeral." So they would make a call or text, a contact, and said, "I'm so sorry to hear about your father. I'm really sorry for your loss. I'd like to come. When is it? And I'd like to come and just pay my respects." Who did you vote for? Well, I don't share my voting, who I voted for. I don't make that a public thing. That's a private matter between me and, who I voted for. And so I don't make it a habit to discuss that. Thank you for murdering my father. There's something wrong with that. There's something evil about that. Yes, sir. Applying for a job. Person who's applying for a job. Got all the qualifications. I mean, star person to get this job. What political party do you belong to? Not the right one, according to the company. Didn't get the job. You say, cancel. 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 That culture is destroying this country. Yeah. Our voices should be raised. Yeah. Our opposition to that type of behavior should be very vocal when we talk. Our warfare is not against people. Our warfare is against spirits. Yes. Amen. There are spirits that's influencing people. Yes. That is not of God. Our truth is needed. It's needed to be heard. Another poet, Thomas Gray, said this: where ignorance is bliss, it is folly to be wise. When ignorance is so much abounding, it is a folly for you to show up as a wise man, a wise person. You know why? They're not going to listen to you. But you need to know that when we have the wisdom, when we have the truth, we need to speak it. But we need also understand that they're not going to listen. Some may. Some will never hear. Some will never hear the truth. Listen to what Jesus says. I know you're Abraham's descendants. Yet you seek to kill me, because my word has no place in you. Truth had no place in them. And when truth has no place in other people, they will plan to get rid of you somehow, some way, somewhere. That's what Jesus said. He said, the word that I bring is, there's no place for you. And there's no place inside you for it. Again, no one is more hated in society than someone who brings the truth. But when we find it easier, we find our conscience is pricked with the truth. So we should have the truth. As a matter of fact, one of the things we need to do is love truth. If you don't love truth, you're not going to follow truth. If you don't love truth in a way, you will not allow it entrance in you to be able to change who you are. Because it is the knowing, it is the becoming one with the truth that will internally cause you to be free and make me and you both a free person. You know, when Paul and Silas was in prison, they were some of the most freest people in that city. Why is that? Their freedom did not depend on their ability to go from here and there. Their freedom had everything to do with Christ inside them and them carrying the truth. That's the reason about midnight, in the deepest, darkest part. See, it didn't have to get dark outside. They wasn't just in the prison. They was in the dungeon of the prison. No light, no nothing. But it was about midnight that their freedom began to be vocalized in such a way that it made an impact in the deepest hole they could be in at that time. Why? Truth was in them. The worship of their God was in them. What did they start about midnight? What happened? Y'all know the story. What happened? What did they start doing? They started praising God, singing. I reckon what the song was. Huh? Reckon, you know, what do you think? What could, let's imagine ourselves being in that same place. What would be your song? Somebody said something.
Break every chain.
Break every chain. Thelma would be down there, and whoever, who's going to be with Thelma in this prison? Thelma and Michelle, they're in prison, and one of them gets to kicking it off. Y'all, yeah, yeah. And y'all going to sing what? Let me hear it.
Break every chain.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Anybody else? Charlie, Pastor Charlie, what you going to be singing?
I think that break every chain is hard to beat.
That's hard to beat. Anybody else? What would be a song that you would sing? Listen. What? All hail King Jesus. Anybody else?
My deliverer is coming.
Why would you sing that? You're in shackles. You're in chains. And you're in the darkest dungeon. Now, there are flames of the torches, but that's it. What would cause you to do that? His presence. Do what? Because you know something. You know the truth. You know the truth and you know him. He is the truth. So what does that do to you? It just begins to rise. Have you ever had, you know, you're in a tight spot. You're in a tight spot on old brother. I mean, we're in a tight spot here. You know, we're in time. So if you're in, have you ever had a song just to rise up and all it just because there's so much anointing on it and it just rises up from the inside of you and you just can't help but sing it?
Yes.
Truth has made its entrance and it's caused you to think and it's caused you to take action against the very thing that's oppressing you, the very thing that's opposing you. And all of a sudden, and what did the Bible say happened?
The ground started shaking.
Ground shakes. What else happens? Do what?
Chains break.
The doors are open. Listen. When you start declaring the truth, even in a song, and it comes from your heart and not just from your head, God shows how powerful truth really is. So when that song begins to rise up, well, you know, I may be in Walmart. Go up there where the microphone's at and say, can you borrow it for just for a minute? Hey, can I have the announcement mic for 1 minute? Or just walk. Now, I would never do that. Well, I know somebody else in this congregation that did not feel like they could witness to anybody down a grocery store aisle. But one day, God met her at the potato chip section with another woman who needed help and who needed prayer. And all of a sudden, this shy little girl, who said short? I know who this little girl is. She finds herself. She's right. Now, I just don't do things like that. But she did. Why is that? She started feeling the compassion of another person for another person. And that love for that other person, don't even know the other person, began to just well up inside her. She didn't sing, but what did she do? She began to witness to her. And she prayed for her. Right beside the Lay's and the Doritos. Are you hearing me? Why? It didn't matter. It just welled up. Truth that she carried began to be bigger and larger than her previous plan. Don't say anything. You know that you don't. No, just they'll be fine. Somebody else can pray for them. Mm-mm. But when that day happened, it set her free. Why? Because truth begins to make you a free person. There's people out there waiting. I don't know which aisle they're on or which gas pump they're on. I don't know which door in the neighborhood they're behind. I don't know which school they're at. But I do know this. Each one of them's got a glass, as Pastor Terry was talking about, and they're wondering. They're wondering. Yes. I'm not sure about this. Is it half full, half empty? Is my life over? Or is it just starting? They need the truth. And they need it from somebody. They need it from somebody that holds this passage. It says over in 1 Corinthians 13, it says, love rejoices in truth. We ought to have a rejoicing when truth shows up. Don't say, oh me. Don't say, ugh. Don't do that. When truth shows up and it begins to make an impact on mine and your life, rejoice that you had the opportunity to hear the truth spoken to you in one way or the other. There's a world out there that needs to hear it. They've heard religion and don't want any part of it. They're looking for the genuine. They're looking for the authentic. They're looking for the person who is carrying the true Jesus and the true truth inside them. The question is, will we go? Rejoice. You've heard truth this morning. Rejoice in it. Rejoice in it. If it's caused you to make some altercations in your life, then rejoice in it. You know, anytime you have an opportunity to repent, which means you're going in this direction, but all of a sudden you heard the truth, you acknowledged the truth, and you flipped around and started heading back the other way and heading toward God. See, that's repentance. Anytime you have that truth to alter you that way, rejoice that it brought you a time of refreshing because it was the presence of God that caused you to turn. Isn't he good? Okay. Well, this is the introduction of this message. So we will be talking more about it. We'll be talking about next week. We'll be talking about what does a culture look like, and how did a culture get to the place of not wanting to hear truth? And we're going to be talking about that. Are y'all okay? Stand, please. We want to thank everybody on the online through our online ministry. Thank you so much for being with us today, and we have some videos for the children that if you'll just go on the website fathersvineyard.org, you'll see the videos for the smaller ones and also for the kids' church. And you'll see some worksheets there that you can participate with your children. So I'd love for you guys to be able to do that so they can have their own worship there in your own home. God bless you. Father, we do thank you for your word. Your word is truth. You are truth. We thank you, God, that you are beginning something very powerful that we're beginning to see about truth. And it's going to rise up inside us, and it's going to cause us to sing the truth, to say the truth, even in our darkest moments, even in the moments where we feel bound, but we will still bring the truth to people who need to hear it. So, Father, guide us into this place that you're bringing us to. Give us the refreshing of your presence as we acknowledge you in all of our ways
And Lord, we just want to say we love you and we worship you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come back next week. Invite somebody. We're going to be talking about this thing. How did we get here? God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org, or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.